What is up, WMUC FM College Park 90.5? This is Jursa, and this is the music team show, where we talk about what we did for last week's music team. So this week, we actually didn't have music team. Both of us music directors, we were pretty busy. I was at a concert, the Clarion concert last night. So this is kind of just like me playing whatever playlist because we didn't have music team. The general gist of it is basically just like alt rock from like the 90s, early 2000s. So the first set of three songs we play, the first is gonna be Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins. I love the Smashing Pumpkins, especially I love this song in particular. I think the arpeggiated chords in the beginning, like after like the intro, are like really pretty. Next I'm gonna be playing Starting Over by LSD and The Search for God. They're a band that only released one EP, and that EP is absolutely beautiful. I think Starting Over is one of the greatest, honestly, they were one of my best favorite songs of all time. I think it's one of the greatest examples of shoegaze. I think it does like what shoegaze does so well, like the atmosphere. It's catchy. It has like dueling vocals, male and female, in the chorus. I think it's just such a beautiful song. And next I'm gonna be playing Winona by Drop 19s. This album, Delaware, kind of is interesting to me. It's really popular, especially in like the shoegaze sphere. It's interesting to me because like I think the album is actually fairly inconsistent, but like its highs are really good and its lows are just kind of but this is one of the better songs. And then lastly, I'm gonna be playing In Circles by Sunny Day Real Estate. This is a band I've been meaning to get into. I've listened to The Diary like once, but I need to re-listen to it. I need to listen to their other way big album. So yes, it's Tonight, Starting Over, Winona, and In Circles. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tonight Tonight, Starting Over, Winonia, and In Circles. All right, so next we're going to be playing, I don't know how to describe this block. It's kind of a mix of different songs, I guess. The first song we'll be playing is going to be by Captain Jazz. They're probably... maybe not so well known in like the general sense, but like if you're an emo fan, you definitely know of Captain Jazz. They're like the actual original Midwest emo. They're probably like, I know people talk about like American football in that sense, but Captain Jazz actually came first. And I actually, low key, the more I've been listening to Captain Jazz, the more I've started to like the more American football. And that's saying something because I love American football. I'm going to be playing Oh Messy Life from their album. I don't even know how to say this album's name. NL Alphabeta Pathology. Something like that. Next, after that, I'm going to be playing The Flower Called Nowhere by Stereolab. Stereolab is a band that, like, is really great, I think. I got into them because I've heard recommendations that, like, oh, if you like Sweet Trip, check out Stereolab. I was like, okay. And then like Stereolab is like the only band for me personally that has like scratched that Sweet Trip like itch for me, because I'm a huge Sweet Trip fan. And Dots and Loops is probably my favorite album from them. Next I'm gonna be playing Marunouchi Sadistic by Shina Ringo. Shina Ringo is a very interesting artist. She's very versatile. She does like jazz, she does alt rock, she does art pop. This is off of my favorite album from her, Muzai Moratorium, which is about it's about like a general set of unrest that was happening in Japan at the time. It's a very political album. It's definitely her most like, for life by Sam's like rocking album. Like it's one of her like more like heavy kind of albums. This song in particular though is a little more of the jazz rock kind of side of the album, but like I think this whole album is really, really catchy. Shina Ringo has a really nice ear for like nice catchy melodies. Lastly, oops, sorry. I'm gonna be playing Hum. I'm gonna be playing their hit song Stars off their album You Prefer an Astronaut. This is a band I've been getting into recently. I think they just make some of the best alt rock from the 90s. Very, very catchy, very consistent. I think this album's great. So this is Oh Messy Life, The Flower Called Nowhere, Marunouchi Sadistic, and Stars.
Yeah. rising on top, and grace for me, tending to the same fold. For the small boat on the water, going nowhere. Thank you.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
My bad. That was O Messy Life, The Flower Called Nowhere, Marianushi, Sadistic, and Stars. So I guess a little sneak peek of the next song we're playing. I'm gonna be playing For Love by Lush. Lush is one of those bands. It's like there's like four big shoegaze bands in the 90s that were like really important. They were My Bloody Valentine, but like okay, I guess before I name them, two of them tend to be much more popular now, while two I think have gotten not forgotten per se, but like left, they aren't as nearly as talked about, even though they the other two have a different style of shoegaze that I think wasn't important at maybe wasn't as important as first, but did inspire a lot. I think the more dreamy noise pop kind of side was the Slow Dive, My Bloody Valentine, those two, which were the ones that tend to be more popular nowadays. And obviously inspired most of the shoegaze within the early 2000s, in other words. After that, but you got Lush and Ride, who had more of the like alt rock kind of like they were heavily riff driven stuff. And I don't think like the what's it called? Like the inspiration for that, for like that stuff, didn't really come until like the later 2010s, with like obviously were I feel like it's a lot of some post-hardcore was also inspired by them. Think Tidal Fight, and then obviously like from the Were and Tidal Fight and other of those kind of bands, we got the Zoomer Gaze scene that we have today. So I think these bands have a lot to thank for Lush and Ride. After that, I'm gonna be playing Cool Thing by Sonic Youth. Similarly, they're noise rock, not shoegaze, but a lot of modern, I think, Zoomer Gaze was also pretty inspired by Sonic Youth. A lot of, so much like noise rock and slacker rock, and even shoegaze were inspired by Sonic Youth, one of the most legendary bands of like all time, honestly. Like I think they are so important to the general indie alternative rock scene, that I think some people give them credit for. Next I'm gonna be talking about Alice in Chains, and I'll be playing Down in a Hole. Just in great grunge band. So I think I'll play those three, and then I'll leave one song at the end. So this is For Love, Cool Thing, and Down in a Hole.
Smile, happy just to be. The flies, happy. separate us girls? Male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell it like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear. Female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
We'll be right back.
Stars for Love, Cool Thing, and Down in a Hole. Thank you all for listening to the Music Team Show. Music Team meets at 6:30 to 8:30 every Monday. So for the last song I'm gonna be playing Mr. Mustache by Nirvana. This is off of their first album, actually, Bleach, the one that, to be honest, no one talks about except for the fact that it's Nirvana's first album. But I think it's a pretty interesting listen in the discography. You could tell by Nevermind, like, they kind of perfected, like, their sound. Like, Kurt Cobain, like, really perfected what Nirvana's sound was. They really figured out, like, this is who we, like, songwriting-wise, who we are. And then, like, In Utero was just, like, a refinement of that sound. Bleach is a very different record in comparison. Bleach is very much like, it's raw. Like, it's a raw album. It's definitely trying to get into what grunge is going to be. You can clearly hear the very punk roots of the album. Obviously, as it's a little more raw, a little less refined, it's a little more of an inconsistent album, for sure. And I would argue probably has worse lyricism, I would say, compared to Nevermind, especially In Utero. But I think Bleach has some really catchy, really great riffs throughout the album that, like, you can see where that progression is. And one thing that's interesting, too, is, like, you can also tell the difference in drumming. You can really tell the difference that Dave Grohl added to that band, as this was the only album without Dave Grohl as their drummer. I really think this is a really interesting listen. If you like Nevermind and In Utero, I think Bleach is a very good album. Like, it's an excellent album. I think that people should be checking out more. And this is one of my favorite songs off that album, Mr. Mustache. So thank you all for listening.